Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Nun Ches, the beginning of Tav Menishchat, the beginning of the fifth parak of Pesachim, which is really the beginning of the next four prakim of Pesachim, the inyanim of Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni over the next couple of prakim. So today's shiur will be focused on the detail that's mentioned here, and that is the earliest time to bring the Karban Tamid, which is the beginning of this parak, which hopefully we'll get into the beginning, the earliest time for Davni Mincha, and the earliest time for bringing the Karban Pesach. Those are the three parts of our discussion today. So the Gemara says, Tamid Nishchat, the Tamid is usually shechted in hour 8.5 of Shos Manios, and shechted in 8.5, and Karav B'tishav Mechza, 9.5, Erev Pesach, since the Karban Pesach has to be brought after the Karban Tamid, right? The only one, as the Gemara says, the only one that's outside of the borders of the Karban Tamid. So that's why you do the Karban Tamid earlier, usually 8.5, 9.5, and here it's 7.5 and 8.5. And when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, when you have to even roast the Karban Pesach before Shabbos, so you do even earlier, 6.5, and then it's Karav at 7.5, and the Pesach is afterwards. That's also, as we know, the reason why there's something called Mincha Gedola, because it is possible for the Karban Tamid to sometimes be brought 6.5 hours, and that's why Mincha has that as well. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do I know that the time for the Tamid is from in this time in the afternoon? Amar minan imili. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi. Amar Kras. Akev zachad asav aboker. Vezakev zashin taaseh ben harbayim. Chalkeu lebein shnei arbayim. What is ben arbayim? Split it between two times that are called erev. Bei show sumech zalakan. Shnei show sumech zalakan. 2.5 here. 2.5 there. V'shoach asas yaso. In the hour in the middle. So that's why from Chatzos you go, so that's 6 hours, that's 8.5 hours. So at that time you start start the Karban Pesach, the Karban Tamid process. That's 8.5 hours. You work on it for an hour, till 9.5. And then you have 2.5 hours left. So it's the hour in the middle of the two sections called Erev. So Masav Rava, it's a Din Daraisa. If it's a Din Daraisa, then how do you move it? Just because the Karban Tamid is afterwards. Rabbi Arvi Psachim, Nishcha B'Sheva Machza, V'Kar B'Shmona Machza, Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos, V'Yisach Adadach B'Shoma Machza Daraisa. If it's a din daraisa, that this has to be the case, heichi makdiminale. How do you do it earlier? So elama Rava, rather Rava says mitzvaso de tamid mishe yintu tzlale erev. When is the carbon tamid mishe yintu? It's a din darabanan. Rashi says kula takanta darabanan hi. Right, it's when the shadows start being seen on the earth. Mishe yintu tzlale erev. My time, Damakra, Bain or Abayim, may Idna de Maschal Shim Shalamarav, when the sun starts going to the west. Hilkach, and that's why the Gemara says that usually Karatabit is at one point, but you make it earlier on Erev Pesach. Why? Because usually you need all the Karbanos in between, Allah Hashlev Kala Karbanos Kulam, but Karban Pesach is afterwards, and that's why it is done, the Karbatabit is done earlier. So Rashi says, on Ella Amarava, Rashi says, what's the earliest time for the Karban Tamid? The Gemara says, you want it when the Mishe Yintut Slalei Erev. What does that mean? So there seems to be different messages within the Rashi. Rashi says, Kula Takanda Drabanani, Dimida Raisa, Kol Sheishos Achronos Ksheiros. First line of Rashi. All Sheishos. Sounds like the entire time after Chatzos is okay for the Karban Tamid. And then Rashi says, Mechatzi Sheva Ve'elach, and he continues explaining 6.5 hours, 7.5 hours. So Rashi gives mixed messages: 6 hours or 6.5 hours, right? Which is it? The Tzlach points out this problem. Meaning, what exactly is the Billion Hashas points to a steer in Rashi's, right? Rashi here gives different impressions. Rashi earlier back on Daf Hey, and Rashi later on Daf Tzadi Gimel also seems to say the real time for a Karban Tamid starts from Chatzos. Chatzos, we do it 6.5 hours, maybe mishum d'rabanan, but really the time is v'shash shchita. Rashi says that the gimel amabez mechatzos hayom ve'elach the bein arba'im k'siv bei ketamid. Bein arba'im, it says the tamid and afa b'shenishcha b'sheish mechza b'sheish u'mechza zmanu minatora mitchilas sheva ve'elach. Right, that's the Rashi matchelas achamelas akeim klape marav k'sasu meshachri kosle. The Chulu, that is Rashi on Tzadi Gimel. Rashi here gives different impressions, but if you look in Rashi, let's say in Brachos, on Daf Chavav, right at the beginning of Tilas HaShachar, Rashi gives different impression. Rashi says there, Dahainu Mishachama Notalamayi Mishahainu Misheshos Vamechsa Ulamala. So B'Kei Veger points out these Rashis. Rashi and Shabbos Daf Tes also says 6.5. So different, how do you put all these Rashis together? Let's see. So the crucial source for this discussion is the Gemara in Maseches Yuma on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses there the Tzlusei de Avram Avinu, the prayer of Avraham. Amar Rav Safra, Tzlusei de Avraham, the Tfila of Avraham, Tzlusei de Avraham, Michi Mishachri Kostli, when the walls start becoming black. When is that? So the assumption is Chatzos. Chatzos, Amar Rav Yosef, Anan me Avram Nekem Adigmar. What, for, just because Avram did it, right, we are going to learn, right, let's do Rashi first. Rashi, Tzlusei de Avraham, Tfilas Ha'erev Shalom. The tefillah of his not in the morning, mimi mechi meshachri kusli, chomos haponos lemizrach shehilbino meanetzachama, the walls facing east that got lighter from the sunrise, habam and a mizrach, vinotzetes alehen, and shines on them, ubitzchilas sheva shaos, and at the beginning of 7 hours, shachama beemsa harakia, berosh kaladam, when the sun's on top, eina osa amud, ela tachtein mashchirin osanak salim lefishena chama notzetes ela barosha kosel, because now the sun's on top at chatzos ba'avyo umeitzil chudo shel svas avyo shel skifas hakosel, it only makes the tip of the top of the wall dark umashcheres mehi shaita notem stali erev v'kari erev. So it sounds like at chatzos, that is when Avraham Avinu davened his afternoon prayer. Amar Rav Yosef Anan me Avram nekev enigmar, are we supposed to learn from Avraham Avinu? Amar Rava, yeah. Tana gamar me Avram, banan lo gamina mine. What? In Chazal, they learn from Avram Avinu, so we shouldn't? Titania, as the Gemara, as the Pasuk says, we have a Shmini Yimon Basara Lasso, Malamet Shekala Yam Kashala Mila, Elish, as using Magdim on the mitzvahs, Shenemar, Vayashim Avram Abokav, Afoshes Chamorus, what's the problem? Sela Marava, Rav Yosef Hachi Gogashale. Rav Yosef wasn't bothered by how do you learn from Avram Avinu. Rav Yosef was bothered, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, Yishech LeKarban, 6.5 hours. The Karban Shevo Mechza. But 1 second, if it's, right, when the walls become dark, so then go from Chatzos, 30 minutes earlier. V'nishchate michi mishachri kosli. Why do you only do the Karban from 6.5? Do it from 6. Gemara gives 2 answers. My Kushya, Dilma Kosle de Beis HaMikdash, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were different, right? They weren't exactly straight up walls, right? The bottom were wider and the top was skinnier, and therefore the sun does different things on those walls. Lefi Rashi says, it's not normal when the sun is all the way on top. And therefore, that's why in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be 6.5, but really it's 6. Inami, or Shiny Avraham Avinu. Ditztagninus Gedola Haisa Belibo. He was an expert astronomer. Inami, Mishad Zakin Yoshi B'Yeshiva Havi. Or he had the Shechina with him, so to speak. And therefore, you can't forget Irayas from Avraham Avinu. So those are two important answers. Do it by them. I mean, afkaminas between those answers. Again, just one note on the Gemara, side point. This tefillah is called Tzlusei de Avraham. Isn't this Mincha? And therefore it should be Yitzchak Avinu. Right? So why is it called Tzlusei de Avraham? So Tosfos and Brachas asked this in Daf Chavav. And Tosfos there says, well, maybe Avraham Avinu davened it once Yitzchak made it. Once Yitzchak made it. Says the Avagav Damrida Tzlusei de Avraham Michi Mishach Rikasli V'yishlam Ahainu Acher Shetikna Yitzchak. After Yitzchak was besakated, that's when Avraham Avinu started davening it. That's one answer. The Tosfos Yishanim here in Yuma Daf Chavches says that answer plus another one. Da'achar Jigni Yitzchak Ya'omer Gam Avram Kach Pirish Rabbeinu Tam Inami Omer Rebbe Demikol Makom Ya'omer Avram Mitchila. Avraham Avinu said it before Yitzchak. Elish Lo Asa Klal LeKol B'nei Beso. He didn't make it. He didn't set it as a set tefillah for generations. Acher Tikna Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs, so he davened mincha too. But it doesn't mean he didn't set it as a tefillah for Klal Yisrael. Okay, but either way, how do you understand this Gemara? 2 days in the Gemara, 6 or 6.5, and the Stiras and Rashi. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, hey, you see from this Gemara, right? That answers the Stiras and Rashi. It depends where you are and who you are, right? If you're Avraham Avinu, then you could go from 6 because you know exactly when 6 is. If you're not Avraham Avinu, so then you have to do 6.5 just to be safe that you're not before 6. Or if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you do 6.5. If you're outside, you do 6. That's the answer. Rashi's talking about different people in different places whenever he's talking. Im Kain says the Aruch Laner in Nida Daf Samach Gimel. Dvarav Sosrin Zedze Avol Nirad Zed Tali Bebeis Tirutzi HaGemara BeYuma Daf Chavches. based on the two different answers. De lo teretz harishon, according to the first answer, but the base of this was different. Gam la didon mi vav shaos v'lamala. According to the first answer of the Gemara, we should go by 6 hours. That's what the carbon tabid should go by. Inami, but according to the second answer, Ladidodlo Nikar Nitiela Mayra Vatchati Sheva, we're not Bekin like Avram Avinu was. That's why we have to wait. Lachin Hacha Pirish Rashi Api Pirish Arisha Diyoma Wipsachim Mefarish Api Teretz Hashedi. Okay, that's one answer given by the Aruch Lanier. Look at the Piskei Riaz in Brachas in the seventh parak. He says, Pashas is that Midaraisa is from Chazos. But because of Chashash Tos, without getting into the answers, but it's similar to one side at least, because of Chashash Tos, right, we bump it down to 6.5. But Me'ikar Adin, the beginning of the Karbet Tamid, and maybe even Mincha, is 6. Rav Aaron Cutler, the Masifta quotes from Rav Aaron Cutler, that maybe there's a Lechadchila B'di'evet here. Lechadchila is from 6.5, Mida Oraisa even. And B'di'evet, it's from 6, right? There's no Shana HaKasav La'akev here to say it twice, and by Kashim, you always need to say it twice to be Likuva, and therefore, maybe that's different. But then Ramosha. So they quote Ramosha. Sheyeshnam Shnei in Yonizman. Rav Soloveitchik has a similar idea as well. Right? Maybe there's two ideas of time here. Right? What's 6, what's 6.5? Harishan Uzman Be'ikara Karban. When's the Zman Chalos Karban? Right? That's Chatzos. Kagon karbanas haragalim v'shar karbanas shakavu alehem zman. Shezman hakarban hu biyom ploni. Uleinyin says, zman hakarban shel tamid hu misheishos v'lamala. The time of the karban tamid shel bayin arbayim is 6 hours. But there's another din, but not just the chaloshim karban, but the time that you could do actual hakravas hatamid. And we had to discuss this back on Dav Gimel. When examples, when the chalos chefza shal mitzvah could kick in and come into play before the zman kima mitzvah, or the chalos status of a person. Remember, when does the shame arel start? When does the shame of, we spoke about kriyashma then, we spoke even about the karbet tamid then, we spoke about the lulav and shofar. But here, says Ramosha, when it comes to the zman of the ikr, the zman of the karban, that's chatzos. When is the time for the Maisa Hakrava, that's 6.5. Umidin ze humashi etzrichu sheishos umechsa, shu din ha'amr b'maisa shchitas ha'tamid, shetzorach lehiasos b'sheishos umechsa, aval ein ze me'ikr zman hakarban. So that's alumdus that it goes by both. And it's even alluded to in the Me'iri. The Me'iri right here calls all 6 hours erev, and a line later he says, me'ikr adin hakrav is from 6.5. So is the whole thing erev, or is it 6.5? So again, it's called Beinu Arbayim. The whole time period from 6 hours from Chatzos is Beinu Arbayim. But a carbon shall burn Arbayim has to be later. That's the Din D'Oraisa. It must be Nikar that it's Beinu Arbayim, and therefore it is done Lemaisa later. Good. Those are some of the ways to get out of the Stiras and the Rashi, and some Chilukim, whether it's 6, whether it's 6.5 hours, that's by the Karbet Tamid. What about Mincha? So it could obviously be a application of what we were just talking about. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Gimel is that one is Yotzei if one davens after 6.5. Right, Mincha Gedola, right, this is Machlokas, right, different topic, whether Mincha Gedola, Mincha Katana is the Iker, the Torah quotes Mincha Gedola, the Rambam quotes Mincha Katana, but the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon, Mishis Palal Tfilas HaMincha, La'achar Sheishos V'mechsa Ulamala, Yatsa. Sounds like B'di'evet Yer Yotzei, Mashma, says the Magen Avraham, Mashma the Kodem L'chein Lo Yatsa. This is already a B'di'evet Lashon. If you do it after 6.5 hours, you Yotzei. Mashma, if you do it after 6 hours, let's say somebody davened after Chatzos, before Mincha Gedola, not Yotzei. V'yavagav de be'emes zmana achar vav shows, continues the Magen Avraham, and even though really the time is after 6 hours, how do you know that? K'disu b'yom adav chaches, our Gemara, even though the Iker is after 6 hours, Mikamakam Kivin Dain Anu Bakiyin Lo Yatsa. Since we're not Bakiyin, Chazal said one is not Yotzei if one davens after 6 hours because we're not Bakiyin, and therefore one would have to daven again. Right? The Pri Chadash argues on this, the Magin Giborim, the Achronim here on Shulchan Aruch says maybe it depends, fascinating suggestion, on the Machlokas of Tfila Keneged Avos or Tfila Keneged Tzmidim. Because if you say Keneged Tzmidin, so then 6.5. Because the Tamid was never brought before 6.5. And therefore, just do it from 6.5. But if from Avos, Keneged Avos, Avram Avinu Davind, Mishim Mishachri Kosli, as the Gemara said, that Avram Avinu Davind after Chatzos, therefore one would be able to daven after Chatzos as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that this is a Machlokas Aposkim, the Mishnah Berurah there in Reish Lamed Gimel. He quotes, Mashma the Kodem Chen Lo Yatha, Avil B'Dieved, Magen Avram, and Birka Yosef, the Yesh Me Achronim, the Svir Lehu, and then he quotes from other Achronim, the Pri Chadash, the Magen Giborim, a little bit from the Pri Meradim, you shouldn't daven again. Whether you're yotzi or not, and the Sharat Zion says, "Ube'emes after einanu bekiyin umishum ze aser mikodem." Even though we're not bekiyin, and that's why it's aser beforehand. Migara misafek hispalel or lo hispalel to einu choser umispalel. On the one hand, you just say it's a suffik. It's a suffik. Maybe it's a machlok as a poskim, so it's a suffik. Or you're really not sure. And therefore, maybe you should just say, Safik Hispala always goes, right? We know. Tilos Darabanan. So we paskin, Kriyas Pas Daraisa, Safik Hispala, you don't daven again. V'yesh Lidchos, but the Sharat Zion says, I'm not so sure about that. Tekivon Tekavu Chazal, Zmani Tfilos. V'heimam Rusheishu Mechza. Once Chazal said, 6.5, so then if you daven before that, nothing. Having mitchila kelo hispala bezmana. V'tzarach yin lemaisa. Once Chazal said 6.5, then you didn't daven in the proper time. And therefore, Tzarech Iyan Lemaisa, says the Mishnah Berurah, just be careful about it. Try not to put oneself in that situation. The Sitz Eliezer has an important, interesting tshuva, where he says, and one should be careful that it's not only Shmona Esrei that has to be after Chatzos. His tshuva is in Chelek Yud Simen Chaf. What about on a Shabbos? What about davening Ashrei Valetzion and Kriyas HaTorah before Chatzos, and just get up to, and before Mincha Ketan, Mincha Gedola, and just doing Shmon Esra afterwards. So he wrote this question, Tavshin Chav Ches, 1968, is one allowed to daven early? See, the name Lechora, Tzarech Lios Mutter, Listen, I can Lechora, without analyzing it too deeply, maybe Shri Mutter. Shri Dinazman, no more ala tefillah, below ala kriya. The alachas kama vakama, shiuchel hagid ashri, valetzion. Avalachar ha'iyun, niral, and he has daiti, he says, shalo yo'el hisnai kazos. It shouldn't be done. The yafe osek fo taraso, shemocha be'ela shemisnagim kacha. The questioner was not happy about it, so he said, I agree with you. But lo mi boy, not only kriyas haTorah shouldn't be done earlier. Elo gam l'rabo shel lomar ashri valetzion upasik vanis filasi. And he goes through the details of why we do each of these. Why do we lay in by Shabbos mincha? For all the reasons, for the yoshei kronos who are not osik but Torah the whole week, or the Shimon Kubetz's quotes in Bava Kama daf pebeis that it's for those who are getting drunk now, so we want to get them to shul. So according to all the reasons, he says the afternoon is key. And then he says al pi kabbalah. He quotes the Zohar in Vayakel that talks about the time of din, and therefore it should be dafke in the afternoon. And then he even adds Ashrei Uvalatzion, because he goes through, why do we say Ashrei, why do we say Uvalatzion? All the reasons, he says, every detail of every minug of Klal Yisrael has reasons for it, and all these reasons make sense and fit if it is in the afternoon. That's what he ends off. Ro'ina anachna b'kala amur, ki raboseinu akadoshim zal tiknu lonu kol davar v'davar b'daikonus yisera u'bakavanos ne'elamos ritzuyos shelefneim haya nigla bofan shein lazuz v'lo lahaziz ziz kol shehu masha sidru lefaneinu pe'emes v'tzedek. Don't touch, and therefore it shouldn't be done before the zman of the tefillah itself. So we spoke about the carbon tamid again, probably Chatzos, but then maybe that's the Zman of the carbon, but the Zman Asiyas HaKarbon is 6.5. Maybe that's a Daraisa, or Moshe seem to say it's a Daraisa, others seem to say it's a Darabanan. Mincha, we just said. And now, what about Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach. The Gemara back on Daf Hei quotes one of the sources for the Isser of Chametz, starting from Chatzos, is from Lo Tishchad al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So the Pashas there is that it is from Chatzos itself. Right, the Karban Pesach is Chatzos, not from 6.5. Right, that's what the Pashas of the Gemara there, and that's what Rashi seems to say there too. And the Rambam is clear. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, first Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, when does the Isra of Chametz start? It starts at Chatzos, Lo Sochal Chametz, Mishah, Sheru'uyo, L'shchitas HaPesach, Shehibeinu Arbayim, V'hu Chatzi Hayom. Says the Feirish, So again, the Korban Pesach could be the Bein Arbayim of the Korban Pesach is 6, even though Bein Arbayim, maybe of the Korban Tamid, is officially 6.5. But conceptually, it's at 6. And the Rambam also in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Zasei Lushchor HaPesach Barbasa LaChodesh Nisan Achar Chatzos. After Chatzos, and a couple of halachas later, Halacha Dalet, Shchidas HaPesach Achar Chatzos. V'imshach Kodem Chatzos Pasol. Right, we pass on as possible, even though in Zvachim, maybe Shalol Lishma, it's already considered B'toch Zmano, but if Teshechta Lishma, only after Chatzos. V'in Shochtan Oso, Ela Me'achar Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. But you only Shechted after the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. So, question is, how does it work with our Gemara? Our Gemara, Bein Harabayim, for the Karban Tamid, is 6.5. And the Rambam says, Pesach is 6, so L'chori, why not to be Mechalik? Between Pesach and Tamid. Right, Tosfos here on Daf Hey asks, interesting question. It says, if Pesach is from Chatzos, but the Karban Tamid can never be before 6.5, so how do you ever have the Karban Pesach from Chatzos that you would then be able to learn the Zohar Chametz? Hikshar Rashba says the Tosfos, Heyamad Aleph, Heychi Yalef Me'achad HaChametz Asur Mivav Shos V'Lamala, Hazman Shchitas HaPesach Achar HaTamid Havei, V'Tamid Shashachlam Nechatzos Pasol, V'Yim Kein Zman Shchita Lo Havi Miyalach HaChatzos, Ad Kedei Shihiyas HaKarvas HaTamid. And even if you want to say somehow, like we said in Lumdis, maybe Daraisa, it's from Chatzos, it still takes a couple of minutes. V'Yishlom Arkiva did the Yevin Imshach HaPesach Kodem Tamid Kasher. Since did the Yevin, if you did Shach the Karban Pesach before the Karban Tamid, it's Kasher, so that's why you could still call it that time. Maram Chalavi here says, you can still call it the Zman HaKarban. There's just an external factor that's not letting it be brought at Chatzos, but still it's the Zman HaKarban. Okay, but again, you see from here that there could be a chilek between the Karban Pesach and the Karban Tamid. One final point related, and that is there is a minog of baking matzahs mitzvah on Erev Pesach. And when is it? It's whenever you can bring the Karban Pesach, that's when you bring the matzahs mitzvah. If you look in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both say the minog is from 6 hours. Ein maschilin in some tafnun ches. Ein maschilin lasasik bepas bar basar ad achar sheish shows. And he quotes this from the Chuvas of the Geonim. Maisa be'achar shava matzos kodim arba shows. Kfar bir chimso v'asar abosinu ha-matzo diskish l'pesach. V'kiva the pesach in ishchad ela mishay shows v'lamala v'chulu v'chulu. The Bach says it's lav dafka. The Bach says the tour is lav dafka. The Bach son-in-law, the Taz, says the Shulchan Aruch is Lav Dafka. The Shulchan Aruch and the Torah both quote Shei Shos. The Bach and the Taz both say is Lav Dafka. But again, this relates to the issue of 6 or 6.5, the earliest time for Tamid, Mincha, and Pesach.